We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fourier, how would you describe success for the Red Sox this year? 617-779-7937.
Sure, it's a broad question.
It is.
It's a very broad question.
It is.
Okay, so let's try it. I would say first of all, you know what? Make the playoffs. That's what I would describe playoffs.
That would be success.
I'm not going to sit there and say, you know,
Alex Cora would be manager of the year if this team made the playoffs.
I don't think you can sit there. What does success mean to you if you're a Red Sox fan, right? Okay. And you can't be like, you know, be respectable. Be in it at the end. We've tried that. We've done that. I would say no. If you're going to be the steward of this organization, if you're going to drive them into wherever the hell you're talking about, you can't be reckless. It can't be chaotic. I would say, yeah, you got to make the playoffs. That is, and if you don't, if you don't make the playoffs, okay, that probably means you're in last place again. Probably, because I don't think there's any real middle ground. I think I could easily say, hey, you know what? The last week of the season, make sure those games are important. No. Success in sports is playoffs.
I'm gonna sound, I think, as big of a puss as I've ever sounded.
Wow!
With this.
Hold on, wait.
Oh yeah, this is a real meow. I think sort of take, but I think if they won like 75 games and there were three or four young players that took a step forward, I think I could wrap my head around that. Well, look at it this way.
Hold on, wait a second. You broke. They got to you. Who got to you?
Oh, you mean you mean on the Red Sox?
Yeah, who got to you?
You know what it is?
What is wrong with you?
It's a dose of reality is really what it is. Like, I'm not going to fool myself into thinking that this is going to be an 85-win team, okay? Right? So you figure if you're an 85-win team, you're loitering around playoff contention, right? Which would make us feel good. But if the young guys didn't take the step forward, because for the Red Sox to get back to spending money, Christian, in my mind, they need Grissom, Rafaela, Bayo, and one other pitcher, position, whatever, right? One other young that you know you have under Red Sox control who step up and really take maybe not a quantum leap, but a big step forward and say, okay, I've arrived. And it is as weak as it gets. I understand. It is massively lowering expectations based on what we're all about around here. But Montgomery goes 1 year, $25 million. The best hope I have of a big splash is that the Red Sox are in it at the trade deadline and they can seize opportunity. Otherwise, how do they get back to spending? If they win 75 games and those young guys don't take a step forward, we're going to go through a 2025 where they're not going to spend any money.
I just think it's kind of funny how, and this is, I feel like this is where the Patriots are headed. What you're willing to accept now, and that's why I say, who got to you? Who broke you down? Who broke your spirit? Who literally just took your heart out?
Well, because you know what it was last year got me. They were 69-60, and I held an over ticket on their damn 77 wins or whatever.
So did I.
Right, that was Dunsky.
So you had them at what 85 wins? 85 wins. They had 78 last year.
No, I didn't.
Now.
Yeah.
If they win 85,
if they win 85, it'd be honestly Cora would be manager of the year, and they'd have to give him an extension.
That's seven more wins. Yep. Than they had last year.
And that
seven.
Is, and you know what? In the NFL, they say to go from like 4 to 8, let's say, or 3 to 8 is a massive jump. But to go from 8 to 10 is an even bigger one because it's harder. And like you said, that's a 7 or 8 win difference, however you want to do the math. And it feels like the divide of those 8 wins for this team is like a gulf.
I was looking at the in August, they played the Dodgers. Oh, they split with Houston. Oh, so first they split with Houston. Then it was the Dodgers taking over. I feel like that's when it really just was like, holy crap, they can't hold the line. The Dodgers took over Fenway Park. So it was really the Dodger experience. It wasn't the Fenway Park experience. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers, okay, and their Dodger Blue, okay, took over Fenway Park. And then it was just a circling the drain adventure after that. Because then you played Houston again. You lost all 4. And then I'm not even going to do the math on it because I didn't do it beforehand. But you're at 1, 2, 3, like 5 losses in a row, 3 losses in a row. You end the season with what? 5 losses in a row, 5 out of 6 losses in a row. You ended the season with the win against Baltimore. But
yeah,
think about that.
Because they were getting ready for something
else. They were chilling. They were done. But think about that. Like, 78 wins last year with the worst defense in the league, terrible pitching, tons of injuries, and you still won 78. Now, I mentioned to you in the first segment, I was like, okay, well, I mean, if they just remove one of the massive issues, which was defense, if they had 3 issues, if they can fix 2 out of the 3, I was about to say, is 90 possible?
Well, I think they have a different.
Is 90 wins possible?
I think they have a different set of problems. Would you say the rotation is better this year than last year?
Well,
it has more potential long term.
Well, last year, at least you had a closer because that was the one issue the year before. Last year, you didn't have a closer. Then you get Kenley Jansen. Okay, now, hey, because that was why they were losing. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm in a time warp. I feel like we're having just literally the same conversation, but just at different positions.
A texter sends in to 37937, and good morning to the Twitchers and the texters. You can just go to YouTube, type in WEEI, watch the live stream right there on YouTube, and check out the Gresh and Fourier catalog that Coop's got loaded up there. Fourier, the 508 says, they were in contention in last year's deadline. Did it make a difference? No, they did nothing.
Blame that on Haim.
Says, and there you go. And
blame it on him.
That's what I was going to say is, it felt like the deadline last year is when within the organization it started to be, nah, okay, maybe we need to put the constraints on, or maybe we need to not let this guy go make a move because we know we're ultimately going to shove him out the door. And then shortly after the deadline, Haim Bloom was sent off into the sweet good night. So I think there was a caveat to that, to the 508 texter. And if the Red Sox are serious, and we know they didn't want to spend money, if you're kind of hanging around at the deadline, it then becomes about opportunity. Who is available that you can grab? Is there a guy that is out there who can be a starter that builds or instills some confidence in all of us that this organization is still paying attention, but you're also taking this organization that is flush with prospects to be able to go get a guy at the deadline where it might actually be more cost efficient for you to do so because you can figure out what the fixed cost is. Somebody's making $35 million or $30 million as a starter, and the Red Sox are like, well, that guy's worth it. Then it's worth it to give up some prospects to be able to get a guy like that. That's what the hope is, because if you're going to sell us this full throttle thing, which already got debunked, and if you're playing okay and your young players are showing some life, that's how you re-energize the fan base a little bit, because it really would come out of nowhere, especially if you're just kind of a fringe contender.
The one thing I do remember Cora talking about years ago is how when you need to go on a run. Now, it's early, obviously, so how you benefit from going on a run is when you're above 500, mm-hmm. right? If you're 5, 6, 7 games above 500 and then you go on a run, well, then you benefit from the run. If you're already below 500 and you go on a run, it doesn't really help you much. It doesn't really do anything for you. And that's a sign of a good team. Like, you're padding your lead. You're getting ahead of the other teams. Like, you have a cushion in case you guys struggle or somebody gets hurt. That they seem like they had a nice little cushion. They had like what they are like 7 or 8 games above 500, mm-hmm. something like that in August. And then they just, I don't even know what happened. Like, the bottom fell out. And it just was, and you just realize maybe it was because Bloom didn't do anything and their self-esteem was ruined. It felt like they just, every trade deadline, Chaim Bloom, like, sucked the life out of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get Schwarber. That 1 year they actually made it to the playoffs.
And they go on a run.
And
arguably that bought Chaim Bloom probably an extra year
that
when you look back
ass.
And think about it.
Yeah. And they tried to do the same thing, and it backfired.
Well, the 9-7-8 Red Sox about to get 100 losses this year.
No.
The 413 on the text says, don't be in last place. So what is success for the Red Sox?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.